TheZone.com.
Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Okay.
Ooh, I love that. I love applause.
I love applause. Be stepping out of the shower. Thank you. Okay, as the band takes a break, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent help show on the internet, consequently the only one. That's why we're number one. I am Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel, and along with my lovely co-host, Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins, we want to particularly welcome you to today's exciting and wonderful episode we have.
That's right. Today is a special day, but before I get into that, remember, this is the radio show by and for baby boomers, those lucky, lucky people born between 1946 and 1964 that hold most of the disposable income in this country and will, in fact, get more once they inherited from their elderly parents. So
that's what we do at this time, guys.
That's what we do. We're like, hello. Yeah. But look, if you have a pulse, you can enjoy us too. There's a little something here for everybody. And I love how in the intro when the guy says, finance, health, and sex.
Sex. Well, sex sells. So
sex does sell, yes. And we actually...
There's nothing like sex on internet radio that you can't really see.
I know. You have to have a really good imagination for that, which I know you have. Anyway, today we have a really great show lined up, and it's a very special day because today is Peter's birthday.
Yes, it's my 39th birthday again.
Again, yeah, 39 in Klingon years.
Klingon years. And every time around this year, ARP tries to wear down my will to live by sending me constant invitations to join them.
Oh, I know. I get that, too.
And if that has happened to you folks, or you have any comments or questions about the show, we want you to be part of this whole process on the internet, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. So please call us with your comments or questions at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748 or 888-GO-FOR-IT.
So Peter, how does it feel to be years old? You look great, honey.
I look great.
You look fabulous.
I have beautiful brown hair for a man my age.
Beautiful brown hair. That bottle works wonders.
I use that new shampoo. Who are you trying to kid?
It's awesome. And in parentheses, not me. No, but it looks great. You look fabulous.
Thank God I have my hair.
Yeah, thank God. Yes, Peter, this is amazing. Peter has all his hair, and
yes.
I don't know about you ladies out there, but I just love a full head of hair. I love it.
Although men that are lacking of hair have more testosterone than
yes.
men like myself.
And yeah, you know, actually they say that men that are bald are supposedly more virile. Do you think that's true?
I think there is something to it. I've heard that.
Why, have you slept with bald men?
The last bald guy, I go, is this thing on? I said, actually, your ad here, right on this forehead.
Okay, that's good. So what are you doing today special for your birthday? Has anything, what happened today on your birthday? Anything special you
want to
tell us
about? Well, you know, Anne, I'm glad you asked that.
And it was completely impromptu. I hadn't, thought about asking this or outlined it or anything.
Well, you know, on the show, we talk about reinvention. We talk about, sex, health issues, financial. But what I got in the mail today.
For your birthday.
My birthday really puts my whole life in perspective. You ready for this? I got a letter from Accurian. I don't know who Accurian was, but it said, Dear Peter Fogel, Accurian is a company that recruits people for clinical research studies. Okay. We are currently working with a pharmaceutical company to find individuals whose prescription pain medications, opiate medications.
Opiates?
No. Opiate. Not opiate.
I would have been Peter Fogel for an opiate.
Yeah. May be causing constipation and who are willing to participate in a clinical research study in your area. If you or a loved one has constipation, and who doesn't
How did
days,
they know you were
that
full
may
of
be
crap?
Caused by prescription pain medication would like to share this information on who wouldn't about the study, included the following potential benefits if you qualified to participate. You ready? Study-related care from a local study doctor, and I want to be a local who wants to travel far. Study-related health assessments, and I will get up to $50 per visit. May be available for completing each of the required visits. For more information, please visit www. And do we really need to say
no, we really don't.
We don't. Up to painandconstipation.com at any time or call toll-free at 1-866-836-0842 between 8 a.m. and Dr. P.M.
Pain and Constipation
pain and
is
constipation.
The name of the what?
Yes.
The
Why
URL?
Didn't I think of that? Yeah, pain and constipation.
Oh, my
and
God. Is, that is so, so you.
Now, let me explain something. The only person who would know about my pain and constipation would be you or, of course, Dr. Scott, who's calling in right now.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure he's got something to say. We love
when
Dr.
When it comes to
Scott.
Pain and constipation, no one is better than Dr. Scott.
Pete, Anna, I just wanted to be the first of all your listeners to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Dr.
Oh,
Scott.
Dr. Scott,
Pete,
you're so
and let
sweet.
Let me tell you something. I know you a long time, full head of hair. I am jealous because I am a little follicularly challenged.
Challenged.
Yes. But you're more virile,
but
so
I
you
more
win.
But I more than make up for what I'm lacking.
Yes.
Really?
When you
okay.
get something, when there's something. A woman in the area.
Right.
Something like that.
Well,
so
after I
want...
pick you up with my friend, I'll see if I can get a confirmation on that.
Okay. And Pete, I don't mean to be rude, Pete, but can you save that for me, that constipation? Because I was just eating my lunch, and there's nothing better that I like, you know, hearing about is pain and constipation while I'm eating. That was very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, I got this on my birthday, by the way. So this
on your
is
birthday.
Very exciting. Yeah.
This is a gift. This is
but
a gift.
I think we should go there together.
Yeah, well, we could go walk in
I
hand
think
in hand.
We could all walk in there and say hi. We're here for the study.
We need to skip while we do it.
We'll
too.
Skip in and we'll bring hi. Where can we put our roughage?
We're here to see the wizard.
We're here to see the wizard.
Right, what are we talking about today? Enough
no,
about
no. Basically, we were going to talk about the.
We were going to talk about.
The
we started
dating.
Talking about internet dating on the last show, but we really had more to say. And
I'm glad, Dr. Scott. Let me explain something about Dr. Scott. He's a very special man in a way. He, in all his experience, he's a professional dater, by the way. And not that he wants a relationship, but you have to date to find someone you've been in a relationship. The beauty of Dr. Scott is that he actually says things to women on dates that men think about but don't have the cojones to actually say.
So consequently, you're single.
You?
What?
What was that, Anna?
I said, consequently, you're single.
But he's honest.
Go
so
figure.
Are you active in the dating world right now?
You mean right now as we're on the phone? No, I'm not dating anybody right
no,
now.
No, is there somebody right now that
you're
dating?
Actually, he's on a date right
you're
now.
You're on a date. And maybe
Anna,
that's
you have
why they
to know I take things literally when you say that.
That's okay.
Now, let me give you an example.
Shut up for a minute.
What?
I want to ask him something.
What?
No, go ahead. So are you active? I know
Anna,
I have to be.
Anna, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
What did you
want to
ask me?
She's wearing a thong.
I'm wearing a skort, a cachet, a floral print skort with a Ralph Lauren black spandex top that is actually a halter top. Bare legs
and
wedge.
All right, that's enough.
Oh,
that's enough. This is our
funny.
Show.
Funny, that's the what man. I'm wearing too.
He's wearing the same thing.
Like I have a twin. All right, Peter wants me to tell the story about the lobster. Let me tell the story, okay?
Right. Okay, let him tell the story.
All right, here's what happens. This
well,
is
you, have to preface, to... you have to preface this. Is the show, of course, is broadcasting from lovely Fort Lauderdale, Florida,
right.
Which is a lovely seaside.
Right, a few miles north of Fort Lauderdale is the
Planet
the,
Boca.
The biatch capital of the United States, Boca Raton. And I met this girl when I first moved back here to Florida. Man, this is a number of years ago. I forgot how I met her. I think I was set up with her. And I met her at this place on Glades Road. I'll give it a plug. Not that it needs a plug, but it's named Bruzy's. It's a nice place. It's a place you go, you sample beer, and it's a hamburger place and salads
sports.
And stuff. Nothing fancy, but it's a nice place. So
sports
I meet
bar.
Her there. What's that?
Sports bar, right?
Would I call it a sports bar? Yeah, maybe a sports bar.
Okay,
anyway.
Medium priced, right? Medium to moderate price?
Yes. Yeah, which is fine for a first date. So
right. Mm-hmm.
I meet her there. We sit down. We're chatting. She's a cute girl. And the waiter comes over, and he says, do you know what you want yet? And she looks at him, and she says, yes, I'd like the, I forgot the poundage, but she says, I'd like the 2-pound lobster. And it was like $40. So I
wow.
Look at
in a hamburger joint.
So I look up at the waiter, And I say, listen, you know what? Before you turn that in, give me a minute. Come back in about 2 minutes. And I said to her, I said, is there any reason why you're ordering the lobster? This is like our first date. I barely know you. She goes, no, I this is what I want. You said we're on a date. And I said, well, you know, I think that's a little expensive. Is there anything else on the menu that you'd like? And she goes, no. So I said, okay, well, then I think you should pay for your lobster then, since it's the first date. And if we have a second date, you know, I'll pay for the next time we go out. And she got all hussy and puffy and all this other stuff, and she grabbed a pocketbook, she stood up, and she walked out.
Well,
and that was,
like
the waiter
that.
Came over, I ordered my hamburger deluxe to go, and I was home in 20 minutes.
Most men, am I right, Anna? Most men would say, all right, if I really like the girl, I got to suck.
They
see,
would do it.
The men are going, I have to suck it up. I have to bite the bullet because.
I refuse to do that. I refuse.
Right. But that's such an obvious, taking advantage of. That's
correct.
So obvious because
correct.
That is just, yeah, that's where the rub is. It's not that you're cheap. It's that nobody likes to be taken advantage of. And I promise I'll never do that again.
Yes, and she'll never. But I'll tell you, folks, we'll be here the whole week. This is Regis Philbin talking
Anna,
to Dr. Scott.
I wish she was as beautiful as you are. I wish. Because if she was, I would have ordered two or three lobsters for her.
See what I'm saying?
But yeah, that just wasn't going to fly. All right, listen, guys, I got to let you I got to actually go to work. I just wanted to say hello and wish Peter a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys have a great show. I love this show. I'm a long-time listener and a second-time caller, and I just like everybody to keep track of that. All right, I'll talk
to you
later.
Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye.
Scott. Take
go
care.
Go back.
Okay.
Oh, I love Dr. Scott.
He'll call another time. Nothing ever works out in these dates. It's just food for fodder.
I know.
But we have to rant. One of the most important things we want to do on our show is to have people calling in. Oh, we have Sharon.
Sharon. Good. Yes.
Oh, okay. Before we go into our rant, let's have Sharon.
Hi, you know Sharon.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sharon?
I don't know if you remember me, Anna. We go back so far.
How far back? Do I need to be
Shotzi's.
Concerned? Do I owe you money?
That?
What?
Remember Shotzi's?
No way. Shotzi's?
Yes, come on. You said to me, you got to do Mary Tyler Moore in your act. You look like her. And so I put
Sharon,
it in
is this
you.
Sharon
We're
Daniels?
21 years later.
Sharon Daniels?
Yes.
Oh my
Sharon
gosh,
Daniels.
Sharon,
come
on. Can we talk here, Anna? Oh, please.
That's my Sharon Daniels. She doesn't say hello to me.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
She's only in a show with me, but she doesn't say anything.
Great.
Funny.
Oh, can we talk? Oh,
let's just tell our listeners, Sharon Daniels is a very, very talented woman.
She's an impressionist extraordinaire.
I worked with her many years ago at a place called Shotzi's, where actually Carrot Top got his start. And, she's fabulous.
Sharon,
I haven't talked to you in years.
You know where I ran into you, Anna? By the way, I have a videotape that I did in 1990. It was Uncle Funny's, and you were emceeing. So they did like a 10-minute thing. It was an open mic, and you were the MC that night. I have you on that tape. So that's how far back we go.
Oh, let's go back in the time tunnel.
Sharon, I would love to see that. Now, Sharon, you're married, right?
I'm married for many, many years.
I don't even want to tell you
how many years. I ran into you at Chico's with my husband one night, and I said to you, hi, Anna, how are you doing? And you said you were in real estate, and I thought, that's a waste of a fantastic talent right there.
Oh, thank
you.
Well,
luckily the market helped her make a decision.
Yes. Sharon, I'm definitely not doing that anymore. Yeah, it was a natural progression back into comedy, real estate.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Sharon's married to a rabbi.
Then.
Sharon, your husband's a rabbi?
Do we have to talk about that here? Yes.
No.
No. I didn't bring it up. As you noticed, Peter brought it up. But the ironic thing is that it's funny how you called in. Peter didn't know who this Sharon was, yet he's doing a show with
you. I only do a show with her.
Which is really funny. You want to talk about the show?
No, we don't
talk about it. We go back a long, long way in this business, and eventually we all meet each other. So I think that you two sound great. You know, it sounds like a really good chemistry going.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I didn't know.
My pleasure.
She knows. Yeah, and on my birthday show.
Peter's
birthday. I did wish you a blessed birthday. Did you see that?
No, that was you.
I wished you a blessed birthday on Facebook.
Oh, thank you. Thank
that's
you.
Facebook. That's like the mothership of all
And people, folks, please follow us. All of you that are listening, the fans, fan pages on It's Beyond Complicated. We want you to follow us so we can tell you what's happening with our show and introduce you to new guests each week.
So, Sharon, are you going to be anywhere around town where we could tell people where you are?
You know what? Let's see. well, I don't have anything but private stuff coming up that, you know, the world isn't going to come to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when you're out in public.
You know what I mean? But I do have dates, but they're like Century Village.
So, in other words, no.
No. Well, as we get closer to our date with Sharon, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
the one that's,
you and Peter and Stu were doing something Christmas Eve, correct?
Christmas Eve. That's it. Yeah. The Kosher Comedy Tour.
Right, yeah, Sharon and Peter and another gentleman, Stu Moss, they're in the Kosher Comedy Tour. Which
Laughing
is,
from right to left.
Very funny, very funny.
It's a theme show. Thank you so much for calling in, Sharon.
Thank you, my pleasure. Okay?
Yes.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sharon, it was great talking to you.
Folks, if you need a great impressionist, look up Sharon Daniels, right? SharonDaniels.com?
SharonDanielsVoices.com.
SharonDanielsVoices.com. And you can find out more about Sharon Daniels.
Great.
But thank you, Peter, and I'll be listening. This is
thanks,
okay,
Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay, guys, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
She's talented. She's very
talented. She is. You know what? Sharon and I worked at this place, I'm not kidding you, called Shotzi's years ago, and actually we started off with a Carrot Top, which was really weird. So anyway, we're going to break.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
A word from our commercial, from our commercial sponsor, advertiser, call what you may. We'll be back with some rants.
Peter, what is totally nutritious and delicious when you don't have time for a sit-down meal?
Oh, that's easy. A smoothie.
And who makes the best smoothies?
Hands down, Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I love Jamba Juice smoothies, especially the pina colada. It's
I
like a
that.
Liquid lunch that energizes you, making you feel totally healthy and satisfied. And best of all, they're made from great, scrumptious ingredients like whole fruits, fruit juice, sherbet, sorbet, and frozen yogurt.
How many types of smoothies do they have, Anna? Well, let me count the ways. You ready? Fruit and veggie smoothies, probiotic fruit and yogurt blends, classic smoothies.
Yeah, and if you're on a diet, there's a cornucopia of low-calorie light smoothies.
It's amazing that anything that tastes this great can also be so good for you. Oh, did you know, Goddess, that Jamba Juice smoothies can be ordered with vitamin shot boosts?
I do know.
Jamba Juice has also expanded their menus to include steel-cut oatmeal, wraps, salads, sandwiches, and get this, you ready? California flatbreads. As opposed to Wyoming flatbreads? Anyway.
Listen, Jamba Juice smoothies are beyond delicious and not complicated. To find the closest location near you, go to jambajuice.com and type in your zip code. Give your taste buds a vacation and visit Jamba Juice today.
Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. You found the best place for quality internet talk. TalkZone.com.
Don't touch that mouse. It's time to rejoin the two boomers who refuse to join AARP, even for a free duffel bag. Hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins of It's Beyond Complicated.
All right.
We're back.
Welcome back to the show. For those of you that just tuned in, you are listening to It's BeyondComplicated.com, just like that music was.
Yeah.
It's BeyondComplicated.com. This is the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Why did we come up with It's Beyond Complicated?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
I'm Anna Collins, and my co-host, Peter, the Reinvention Guy Fogel. We're here to talk to you all about boomer things that are very complicated because we're getting older, but we're not really old, but we're not really young.
We long for the youth. We don't want to become our parents.
Yet we are headed in that direction.
We're headed in that direction.
On a rocket ship. So, but we want to enjoy life. We want to show you how to enjoy life. We want to give you tips and tricks to live a better life.
Laugh. We're going to go into some rants shortly, but we have somebody on the line that wants to say hello to you.
Yes, we have Andrea on the line. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Andrea, thank you so much for calling in. Now, I know a couple of Andreas. Which Andrea are you?
I'm the Andrea who you met at Live Miami last Monday.
I just knew it.
Resist.
I knew it. That's what I said. Has that show aired yet?
Not yet. And I have to tell you, I tried calling into you guys last Monday, but I had operator error, which, of course, is exactly typical of it's beyond complicated.
Naturally.
So I wasn't able to figure out how to get in, but I listened to your show and registered myself.
Excellent.
At itsbeyondcomplicated.com. Everyone listening and all Andrea's friends, go to itsbeyondcomplicated.com. Sign up for our VIP mailing list. You will get a free gift sent to you in the email. It's a surprise. We just want to keep in touch with you. We're not going to bombard you with emails. We're just going to let you know who our guests are and keep you in the loop. Thank you, Andrea.
Andrea, yes. I know when we were – I wanted to talk to you more when we were on the show because you had some really cool stuff. Now, I'm a big wine drinker, and I know we talked about this. And you had, like, the cutest little wine glass cozies, which I've never seen. I wanted to talk to you more about them, and I wanted to know where to get them. And then the show ended, and I didn't get them. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do? Because you had a very interesting business.
Thanks. Actually, I think Peter will appreciate it because I'm in the process of reinventing myself. I'm having a midlife crisis. And I started a business called Just
I'm having one right now on my birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I know.
So I have this new business called Just Can't Resist, and one of the products that I am offering is called a Woozy, which is exactly what you're talking about, Anna. It mm-hmm. is a wine glass koozie, so or a koozie for your wine glass, whichever way you want to go. And it comes.
Andrea, like some people don't know what that is, and like especially the beer, like the guys. Okay, Peter, it is. You know how the cozies you put a can of beer and it keeps it cool.
Okay.
Although you know what's funny, Andrea, I don't think I've ever had wine in a glass long enough to have. But go ahead. That's such a. It's a wonderful little product. Describe it to us.
Well, it's a neoprene sleeve that covers your wine glass. So you slip it over the stem, and it comes up, and it actually covers the wine glass itself, so it insulates it. But for me, the best part, honestly, is it's adorable. I have everything from expressions that say, one more drink, and you could be my Prince Charming, or case de rock.
Been there, done that.
To camouflage for the guy who doesn't want anyone to know he drinks wine.
I've become an avid wine drinker with Anna's input, and later on you're going to be talking about some wine.
Yes, exactly. That's so funny. Now, I find that it might be a tad hard to disguise a wine glass with a cozy over it. What are they?
Yeah, that makes
not
no
after
sense.
Not after you've had your second glass, it won't. I think.
What's the guy going to go? I don't want the guys knowing I'm drinking some wine.
But you know, they're a lot of fun. If you're a tailgater, we just started bringing in the college team. I've got FSU. Which is really a hot item, and I'm starting to bring in some of the other schools. FSU is the first Florida school to participate. Go Noles! Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to have that in stock. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and give us your URL because I just love your product.
Sure, thank you, and I'm glad you love them. That's why, I mean, I find them irresistible. That's why I called my business Just Can't Resist. You can find us at www.justcan'tresist, all one word, .com.
And in addition to those woozies, didn't you have something shaped like a bra?
I did.
It looked like an eyeglass. It actually had the hardness of an eyeglass case, right? But it was shaped like two
like
boobies.
Like we'd like our boobies to be. I mean, this is a boomer show, right?
Excuse me, I feel a little uncomfortable with this type of chatting. I mean, a man does not want to have to hard time when he's dealing with breasts.
You know,
really,
I have to tell you this, Peter, that when I display these bra bags, every man who stops by comes over and touches them.
Oh,
and my first response to them is, what are you doing touching my girls?
Can't help it. Go to see it. Go to touch it.
Describe what they are.
Reaction.
Describe what they are, Andrea, because they're just so cute.
Sure. They are luggage for your lingerie. So here's the scoop. We buy these beautiful and expensive bras, and then when we go to pack them in our suitcase, we stuff them with socks so that they retain their shape, which is ridiculous. So,
right.
Not that any other women do that.
You'd what?
Right?
You didn't know that?
No, not that any women stuff their bras with socks.
And that's while we're in the suitcase.
To pack them. You're thinking back a few years ago when we were teenagers. But now they stuff their bras with socks just to pack them so they retain their shape, not to create a shape. That's the difference here. But anyway, so the bra bags are great. They hold up to 6 different bras, depending upon your size. And they come in 2 sizes, regular and buxom. And, of course, we don't want anything else to be left out, so we have a matching panty pack. And you really can travel in style. So I've got some women who have started to use them as handbags, and to that I say, you go, girl.
Women would use anything as a handbag if we could.
True.
They are so cute. Isn't it funny how they would never have that, this for guys? Like you would never catch like a hard, you know, little jock strap bag or something.
Yeah. No, but I'm going to bring it up at the next meeting. I'm
going
to bring
that.
It up with the guys. What could we put in a jock strap to make this like a one-stop shop deal? So Andrea, can that all be found at your website?
Absolutely.
Give it to me one more time. We have to wrap it up because we have to go into some rants.
All right. Stay tuned. www.justcan'tresist.com.
.com.
Great.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea.
In.
It's so great
to
hear
Anna.
From you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too.
You know, this is a part of the show we're going to be having every week a rant where you like, if you remember the movie Network, I'm
yes.
mad as hell, I can't take it any longer.
That's how I feel about everything lately.
So we also want people to call in when they have a specific thing that's bugging them no less, which is I want to talk about what really is happening on my birthday.
You've had some really weird things happen to you lately.
Yes, I've.
And you call it being fogalized.
I've been fogalized, yeah. when something bad happens to you, just say, oh, I've been fogalized. My whole life has been actually now turned into a verb. You've been fogalized. All my friends are going, you've been fogalized.
Exactly.
You know, in baseball, they say baseball is a game of inches, something fair, foul.
A lot of things are a game of inches.
All right, that's another story.
Okay.
But in when it comes to like things that annoy, you say don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
But I always say I don't sweat the small stuff because the big stuff bothers the you-know-what out of me.
Right.
Here's a perfect example. I'm driving down from my karate class. A police car is following me. I go into one lane. He follows me into that lane. I go into the other lane. He follows me. I'm going, what is going on? Pulls me over, gives me a ticket for a tag light infraction. A tag light is the bulb.
God.
A bulb. A bulb was out under my tag light.
That's like the cliche of getting the ticket for something.
So he wrote me the ticket, and I said, don't you guys give a warning? Didn't respond. It's basically, it's breaking the law. It's a minor infraction. Most police officers, they can, whatever mood they're in, I'll give it to you, I won't give it to you. I mean, people have talked themselves out of speeding tickets. I apparently couldn't talk my way out of the bulb infraction, so I got the ticket. Now,
you're not pretty enough, that's why.
The problem was, now we're escalating to the fogalization. So what happened was, when I left, he realized, when he wrote out the ticket, or so he says, he's claiming that there was a duplicate ticket made out. Which happens when you're putting it into the computer, a duplicate ticket can come out for the same infraction. Now, he gave me the ticket. I went home, plugged it in, the ticket. My bulb was just – I hit a bump. I was in a car accident many months ago. Apparently, my bulb wasn't broken. I just plugged it in.
It just came out, yeah.
Now, there were two tickets at that point. One ticket just said improper use of motor vehicle. What he put on the second ticket, he says, ooh, I've got to put down tag light. He wrote improper use of tag light.
So you got two tickets?
I got two tickets. I didn't know about the second ticket because he didn't hand it to me. But the state of Florida knew about the second ticket, and I answered the first ticket. I had to go to court.
Right.
What happened was because I didn't answer the second ticket, which I never had, I got a notice of suspension of my driving privileges.
You got your license suspended?
I got my license suspended because I didn't answer in time. So but I had to answer by the 14th. My hearing date was on last Monday on the 11th.
And this is real close because your birthday is the 18th.
The 18th.
Yeah.
So I went in, and I contacted the deputy who apologized for the second ticket. I voided it out. Don't worry about it. Just bring it to your next hearing.
What is this, an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's a Curb Your Enthusiasm. It gets worse. You ready for this? So I go to the court. There's a video with the judge. I go, Peter Fogel, I come down, strut, and I go, your whole case, it's dismissed. I go, which ticket has been dismissed? Any ticket associated with this number has been dismissed. Okay, it's been dismissed.
But just that number.
Just that number. Oh. Not the other ticket has been dismissed.
Where's the other ticket?
Where's the other ticket? Chris Rock was. So today, I get in the mail, anyway, what happened was my insurance carrier has dropped me as of August 29th because of a moving violation. What happened was when your license is suspended, do no fault of your own, they suspend you.
They have to drop your ticket. Yeah.
So I had to call up the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department says, call the court. Court says to me, it's still in the system that you haven't paid that ticket. I go, you don't understand. I'm arguing with the supervisor because I like to go up the – if I want to get bad service, I go up the food chain
to
the supervisor.
I know you like to go right up to the top.
You have to go to the supervisor. Supervisor says, I don't care what the sheriff's office told you that even though it's been null and void in Tallahassee, not in this court. You see,
it's just insane.
It got so crazy. So that's why as of now, my ticket was my driving
Does
privilege.
Does this mean I have to cart your ass?
Yeah, you have to cart me. I cannot drive. Anyway, what happened was when I talked, I couldn't get the deputy on the call, but I got his supervisor, and he took care of it. They went and they called. They made things. He says, I feel for you. This is a cluster. You know what?
Oh.
I said, I don't want you to have your sister. You know, he felt for me. He says, this shouldn't have happened.
This is crazy.
It shouldn't have happened. It was just how one little thing. See, now I can sweat the small things because it made a big thing. My insurance is being dropped. I'm a suspension of driving privileges. I have to drive now with two tickets to show if I'm pulled over because they can basically arrest you for driving without a license.
Yes, they can.
So the good news is he called me up and says it's all been taken care of. You can check online.
Oh, thank God.
You have your driving privileges back. The deputy is now going to go down to the court and take care of everything because the court, he has to show it has been dismissed, null and void, but then it has to go to the judge who says, okay, but at least my driving privilege is back.
Oh, my God.
So that is my rant. That's my rant.
Peter, you know what?
Fogelized. I was Fogelized.
This can only happen to you.
Only happen. Remember you said, oh, good. I registered my car.
Exactly,
everything's cool.
Yeah.
No, suspension. I'm surprised they allowed me to register my car because I had to say, why register a car?
Well,
you have no driving privilege.
They saw your name. They said, oh, it's Peter
Fogel. It's Peter Fogel.
This stuff follows him around. And, you know, it really does. Peter always thinks, I'm too Pollyanna-ish.
And yet
this happens to
him. What happens is she's always in a good mood because everything happens great for Anna. But then, before we go to we're going to go to a break.
Before we go to my rant.
My rant. We're going to talk to Larry. We'll
talk
do your
Larry.
Rant
okay,
after break.
Okay, Larry.
Here's Larry.
Larry,
Larry?
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Larry,
how are you?
Do we know each other, Larry?
Lawrence of Florida, yes.
Oh, Lawrence of Florida.
Oh, Larry. Oh, nice. Oh, Larry has a fabulous, fabulous entertainment agency.
Thank God
here.
People that have companies are calling in for shamelessly plugged their
companies.
Yes, Larry has a
wonderful event. Tell Larry. Tell people that.
Larry is Lawrence of Florida, and I have to say, folks, this is from the bottom of my heart. When I first started out doing comedy, stand-up comedy here in South Florida, I worked a lot for Larry, and this man was always really good to me. He had great gigs. He always paid on time. There was never a problem. He's just a great guy.
So, Larry, are you listening to the show? How can we? Are you here to rant with us about something?
Actually, I one of the things that really bugs the hell out of me is people
good.
Who can't count to 8 or 10, depending on whether it's Publix or Walmart or Winn-Dixie, what it says. You could only cut this line with 8 or 10 items. And the checkout people look at it, the guy's got 117 items, and they're sitting, I'm going, I've got one, quart of milk, and they just let them go through, and it's ridiculous. And they're also the ones that say, no checks in this line.
No checks. Who uses a check these days?
Oh,
anyway?
Man, I could do a
I
whole bit.
Oh, the whole bit on
no,
that
No,
thing.
The best thing is when they have the 140 items, right? And it's usually an elderly woman who rings it up.
Expired coupons.
Expired coupons, and then she has to search for her money for the next 10 minutes. While we're standing in line, she could have been searching for the money. No, no, we have to wait
okay.
till she...
Let me ask you this. Do you think
there's always the item that is, for some reason or other, not been properly marked, and so now they're trying to get a manager.
Yes.
Mr. Employee, he has to come over.
We have to get the manager.
Now, let me ask you something. Does a six-pack of apples count as six or one?
Yes.
Which?
Yes. Yeah, that's the answer.
Okay, so what? One. By the way, are you guys entertaining tomorrow night in a certain Italian restaurant?
Oh, yes, we are. And are you going to come down?
I am going to try to come down.
Now, it's going to be Thursday night, Larry.
I was there when you opened it.
Yeah, Larry, it's going to be Thursday the 21st.
Thursday night at Trattoria Bella Cibo in Margate, Florida. And all the information is on my website, annacollins.com. That's Anna with two N's, annacollins.com.
Not three, like in your routine?
I would say three, the middle one's a capital, but then people get confused. So it's a wonderful Italian restaurant. We're doing comedy for autism. Peter and myself will be performing.
With Rick Corso,
who's a wonderful performer down here as well. He's a national headliner. And come and eat because the food there is fabulous. The tickets are only $10. We're donating a portion to the Autism Society of Miami-Dade.
All right. So we got to take a break shortly. We'll see if we can get you a rant in there. But more importantly, we want to tell about Eddie Brill's coming up next.
Yes, Eddie
break.
Brill, the talent coordinator later for the David Letterman Show.
Give a little bit of information about that.
He's our featured guest. He's coming up right after this break. He will tell us what he looks for stand-up comedians to be on the Letterman Show. It's very interesting what happens behind the scenes. Eddie's a great guy. He's been a friend for years.
And, okay. Larry, thanks for calling in. Hang out and listen to this great interview we have with Eddie Brill, and we'll be back after this message.
Hi, I'm Anna Collins. I love the Florida Keys, and when I go to Key West, I always stay at the Comfort Inn, located right on Roosevelt Ave, only minutes away from many of Key West's most popular attractions. The Comfort Inn is a six-story resort with 145 newly appointed deluxe guest rooms, all of which either overlook the Gulf of Mexico or the outdoor heated pool. The rooms feature kitchenettes, free Wi-Fi, on-site laundry facilities, and even a fitness center should you feel the need or the guilt. You even get a free breakfast with your stay. The staff here is really friendly, helpful, and happy to help you. So when you visit Key West, make sure the Comfort Inn is your place to stay. It really is comfortable. The Key West Comfort Inn is located at 3820 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West, Florida. Call them at 305-294-5511 or visit them on the web at comfortinn.com and type in Key West. And tell them Anna sent you.
Across the country and around the world.
All over the internet.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Muammar Gaddafi's favorite self-indulgent health program. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show with author-humorist Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Yes, man. I am Anna Collins. Oh, I like that music. Keep it playing.
No, he'll tell us.
Okie
dokie.
Oh, here we are, man. This is Anna Collins coming back.
From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yes. The suburbs of the Caribbean. And we really are in the suburbs.
We are the suburbs of the Caribbean. Every cruise ship that comes out of here.
Dave, we're live, right, Dave? Say hello to everyone, Dave.
Dave, where are you?
Yes, we are live, and hello,
okay,
everyone.
Okay, good.
Well, you guys are listening. I got to tell you, Dave here at TalkZone.com is just such a fabulous producer. He's right on the money. If our show sounds good, it's because of him.
Because he's the king of multitasking. He's doing everything.
He is.
Thank you, Dave, for being turning on the electricity so we have the show.
We appreciate it.
Before we talk about Eddie, what was your rant?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence of Florida, for calling in. That was a great rant.
Yes, Larry, thank you. And I'll see you Thursday at the comedy show in Margate at Bella Cibo. Anyway, my rant is about dumb TV shows.
You know what? I think we should have a Casey Anthony 24-hour channel.
Really?
So whenever there's a sighting of Casey Anthony, I'm morphing into Regis Philbin.
I know you are.
If you've seen Casey Anthony, if anyone you know has a name similar to that, please call us in so the media could take the pressure off Rupert Murdoch this week.
It's so true. These dumb TV shows. To get off that from it, somebody actually got beat up or attacked or something because she looked like
Casey Anthony. Is it terrible?
Unbelievable. But anyway, dumb TV shows. Okay, here's this one show. I couldn't believe it. I usually watch.
Oh, she was hit by a van. Dave says.
Oh, she was hit by a van.
Because she looked like Casey Anthony.
Because she looked like Casey Anthony.
Unbelievable.
Just ridiculous. First of all, you know what my biggest pet peeve is? There's so many dumb shows on TV, and yet it's so hard to get a show. Where's it? You know, we need to have a show. That's what we need.
I can't keep up with the Kardashians.
Listen, being Armenian, that Kardashian show, first of all, Bruce Jenner on that show. That man, I have seen eunuchs with bigger testicles than that man. He is the most emasculated guy.
That's how you spend your weekends?
Well,
finding eunuchs?
You know, what can I tell you? I was internet dating.
Okay.
But this guy, Bruce Jenner, I mean, come on. He's so emasculated. I didn't even know the guy was alive. I thought he was dead. I'm not going to say he's had a few facelifts, but geez, I've seen drums with looser skin than him.
Ba-dum-bump. Well, she'll be here this Thursday in Margate.
True. And then, okay, like that's not bad enough. Then we have the I didn't know I was pregnant,
What is that?
There's a show. This is an actual show that has several different episodes. There's more than one person out there, apparently, that didn't know they were pregnant. Well, let's see. What would be the first tip-off? Okay, maybe I don't get my period for 9 months.
Okay, that could happen.
Maybe my stomach blows up to the size of a Wilson basketball. That might have something to do with it. But the kicker is when something actually comes out of me. Maybe.
Really?
And then what is the sequel to this show? Whose kid is that?
Whose kid is that?
What? I mean, it's ridiculous. And then the chef shows, those dumb shows. Since when has being a chef become like martial arts?
It's sudden death. Sudden death making the pasta.
It's unbelievable with the knives and the this and the that. But anyway. Do we have something else we were doing?
No.
Because I can go on.
We'll do further TV shows. Rupert Murdoch. No, the only thing that could hurt Rupert Murdoch is if he does something with Casey Anthony to publicize
her.
That would be
nice.
Rupert Murdoch, if you're tuning in, obviously there's a lot of stuff. I don't have to tell you, we're not going to talk about Rupert Murdoch, but with the hacking into the phones.
But we are talking about him now.
But let's talk about Rupert. Rupert Murdoch is not important right now. What is Eddie Brill. And we want to go to our interview with Eddie Brill, who we've known for many years, and he's the talent coordinator for the David Letterman Show. We had a very interesting interview about what it takes to get on the show as a comedian.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Eddie Brill is the talent coordinator at the David Letterman Show. And you've been there for a while now, haven't you?
February was 14 years.
14 years?
Oh, my God. No way. You've been at the Letterman Show for 14 years?
Yeah.
How could that be? I'm still 29. I don't understand.
I know. Well, when you were 15, I started.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, talk about the only man in America with job security.
Yeah, right.
Really. You must have comedians just inundating you with requests.
Yeah, but I understand that. I would, if I was a comedian and there was a you want to be on the show, you have to inundate the person who's booking it. And
yes,
that's
you
part
do.
Of the job. So I don't blame them for inundating. And you know, here's the interesting weird fact is that I have to say no 99% of the time to people's dreams. That was my dream, but I understand that. So all in order for me to be able to sleep at night, because I, you know, you just all of a sudden people don't like you or people think you hate them or weird things like that, which I don't own that feeling. But what happens is I just tell the truth. I know what's right for the show and I book according to what's right for the show.
Eddie, it seems like you have to serve the master, and that's David, to know what David likes, right? I mean, it's honest.
David Letterman show. His name is on the show. And my job is really, in a sense, to make him laugh, put on comedians that will make him laugh. It doesn't mean he won't laugh at other comedians that are not on the show, but the kind of comics that have been the David Letterman staple for 30 years that he's been doing it have been consistently the same kind of comedians, smart, one-of-a-kind, unique artists, people who have a perspective, and they're stand-ups with material. They're not. It's not music. It doesn't mean music isn't great. There's no props. Again, it doesn't mean that's not clever. It's only about great monologists, men and women. It doesn't matter what race or what male or female. All it's about is the smartest, best comics. It's sort of a combination of smart and silly. Jake Johansson, Jim Gaffigan are some of the guys who've been on, Brian Regan on every year pretty much. And then there are young folks that we've been putting on lately, like, say, Joe Wong or Tommy Jonigan, who was great. This year I have a guy next week, I don't know when this will air, you know, who's very funny, who's going to do the show, who's never done it before. I put on already four comics this year who have never done, they're doing their network television debut at Letterman.
I believe Dave also likes that quirkiness that's a little off-center than the traditional monologist, correct?
Right.
Something that's
right.
A little like Jake, I know Jake, I was in the San Francisco laugh-off with him 25 years ago. There was something unique about Jake, offbeat, that you can't put your finger on, he's not the typical monologist. Though he just had something that was that X factor of weirdness but uniqueness at the same time.
And also a real soul. You know, I'm looking for those soulful, one-of-a-kind comics, and I could sense it because I've been booking it for over 10 years. So I kind of have a handle on what I'm supposed to do. It's not the Eddie Brill show.
Right.
It's the David Letterman show. And I've been doing the job, and he's been loving the comics, and the producers love them, and it's been great, and, you know, and what? I love finding new comics and breaking them like the Johnny Carson show did. I have two jobs at the show. I warm up the audiences. I'm the audience warm-up. I've been doing that for the 14-plus years. I've been booking it for 10-plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's two brothers, Eric and Justin Stengel, brilliant guys who are the head writers and also executive producers of the show. They, you know, everyone at the show is really the best at what they do. There's the cameraman, who is in front of Dave, he was Walter Cronkite's cameraman. And we
no
have the
kidding.
Best. We have the
what?
Best. The best.
Still, how old could this man be?
He actually looks pretty young for an older gentleman, but he's been doing it for a long time at CBS. We have the best lighting guys. We have the best executive producers. We have the best, you know, everything. So it's really fun to work in a situation where you're working with all the, you know, the big boys, the big girls in the business, and you have to take your game to that level. And it's really exciting to do it. I have nothing to do with the writing. I will suggest something every once in a while, but that happens rarely. I won't take any credit for writing on the show because I don't, and I never did it. When you write for the show, you're there a lot, but I love being a stand-up comic more than I love anything. So by not writing on the show gives me the chance to go out every weekend when the show's not taping or the weeks the show is off and go out there and do stand-up.
Eddie, you know, I was a warm-up on a few sitcoms back in my day.
No, I remember that.
I did Married with Children and Happily Ever After. The talk show, I believe, is a little bit easier than the sitcom because I would be on the set trying to warm up an audience between takes for like 6 hours. Being on the Letterman show is probably, not to take anything away from your talent, because I've always been an admirer of you for years.
No, I know each other. What you're asking. I understand completely, yes. And I'm not offended. I warmed up Saved by the Bell. I warmed up Madigan Men with the, you know,
Jim.
That's really hard work.
It's so hard.
Seven, 8 hour days. And you get paid as a comic for one night as what you would get paid for a week doing a TV show like Letterman or Tonight Show or Conan, those kind of things.
Yeah. When
your job is really hard, and you know it, and I know it. It is hard.
The toughest thing in showbiz. You're a plate spinner and a babysitter for an audience for 7 hours.
But it's a very important job. And
it's the most important job, yeah.
Yes. So, but at the warm-up, I'm sort of – we have an 18-minute pre-show that has 5 minutes of video, 5 minutes of me, 5 minutes of the band, and 3 minutes of Dave. And we've got it down to a science.
Such
a great job.
You're the happiest guy in show business.
I'm the happiest guy in show business, you know. But it also comes with you have to be great at it to be at that job. And so I work really hard to make sure that it's great. And we learned that formula from the executive producers of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Because Johnny loved Dave so much, he gave Dave a lot of his executive producers and taught him how to do all different things to make a show great. Johnny was the master. You know, and that's another thing I'm doing. We just celebrated the 4th anniversary of the Great American Comedy Festival that happens in Johnny Carson's hometown of Norfolk, Nebraska, and I do that every year. Because Johnny was the guy who, you know, was opened the door for so many comedians and so many comedians' careers, including David Letterman and Jay Leno and people like that.
When is that festival?
Every June. We just had it. It was amazing. I'm so proud of it. It's in the theater Johnny built in his hometown, and I bring the best comics in America into not the most famous. It's not about being famous or being handsome or beautiful. It's about being the best stand-up comic.
And we have a shot then. We're right in that section.
Oh, yeah. I think we're a little too old.
Hey, Peter Fogle here. You know, I remember as a young college man many moons ago of coming to Fort Lauderdale, Florida during spring break. It was fun with so much to do. Well, a lot has changed in over 30 years, and that's because Fort Lauderdale is better than ever. Whether you're coming to Florida to work or pleasure, know that you can experience both here in this gorgeous seaside resort city. Sandy beaches, pleasant night breezes, and exciting nightlife with tons of affordable hotels to choose from. And if you and your family want to experience some very cool day attractions, Fort Lauderdale's got you covered. How about Lady Helen Fishing Charters, Bonnet House Museum and Gardens, the Parker Playhouse, where your host has performed at, and yes, that was a shameless plug. Not to mention premier shopping and a plethora of fine dining. I love that word, plethora. Look, I could go on and on.
And he will.
Thank you, Goddess. But folks, listen, sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Boomer Humor Radio Show broadcasts from, is waiting to hold you in its inviting arms. For more info, visit the Fort Lauderdale Conventions and Visitors Bureau at sunny.org. That's sunny.org. And for some unique travel stories about Florida, check out, you guessed it, uniquetravelstories.com. No seagulls were hurt during the recording of this commercial.
All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
let's rejoin author, expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
We're back.
Oh, this is awesome.
And thank you for all the felons that are calling in. Our lines are buzzing. They're just buzzing, buzzing just, around.
And they only have one phone call. So,
one phone call.
So we feel very privileged.
Okay.
I can't believe how quickly this hour goes. So I just want to get in as much as I can. And for those of you that are just joining us now, we just had an interview with Eddie Brill, the talent coordinator for the David Letterman Show, and we had a portion of the interview. If you'd like to hear the entire interview, you can do so on our website at talkzone.com and later today on itsbeyondcomplicated.com. And right now, while we still have time, we want to talk a little bit about about reinvention. Not intervention, but
intervention.
Reinvention.
Sometimes you have to intervent.
To reinvent.
Like intervent.
Intervent.
Venting.
Anything with venting, Peter is affiliated with it.
Listen, I got my license back. One minute I had my license suspended, the next minute I got it back. And they said to me, when I said, well, what do I do about the suspension of my driving privileges? He goes, try to do as little driving as possible. Oh, okay. I'll just rearrange my life around the court system.
Yeah, they were like, listen, what do we say to this guy Fogel? Just tell him he's all right. Just get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
We don't want to listen to him anymore. So anyway, Peter has actually he's an expert on reinvention.
I reinvented myself from
tell us
a stand-up comic to a direct mail copywriter.
Right.
I write promotions for many companies about, you know, website, direct mail, radio.
And public speaking. Right? So, like, all right, for instance, public speaking, that's a good thing to talk about because a lot of people are so afraid of public speaking. Why is learning public speaking an important skill if somebody wants to reinvent themselves?
Well, number one, learning effective public speaking. By the way, public speaking is on the book of lists. Seven is a fear of public speaking. No, number one is
marriage.
No, number one is public speaking. Number seven is death.
Oh, geez.
So the biggest fear anybody can really have is giving a eulogy at your own funeral. Ba-dum cham. Thank you, folks. I'll be here the whole week. But you should learn public speaking as if you want to move up in your own. If you want to get the important word out about your company, your brand, about your product or service, it's important to learn public speaking.
So public speaking is not just in front of an audience. You're talking about knowing how to speak, you know, in front of groups of people?
Okay. You have to learn how to speak in front of groups of people.
Small or large.
Small or large. Mm-hmm. And basically, when I coach clients on public speaking, I show you how to treat, even if it's a huge room with lots of people, how you talk one-on-one to them as if you're talking to one person. And that's one of the ways of getting over your fear of public speaking is to actually talk to your audience as if you're having a one-on-one conversation with your friend.
Do you have to picture them in their underwear?
Only if you want to. But no, you don't. I don't know where someone can let me picture them in their underwear. If I picture my audience in underwear, I go, wow, some of them have to lose weight and really shouldn't be in their undies.
Right, basically. Exactly. Now, I would assume, knowing you the way I do, that humor would be a part of this, too. Do you recommend that for everybody? Or?
People always ask, well, it's important to be humorous in your presentations, whether you're giving a speech or a seminar on your subject. And I go, yeah. No, humor's not important unless you want to get paid.
Yeah.
Audiences will forgive a lot of things. See, people get scared. I think the big thing about people getting scared about public speaking is that they're going to fall on their face. They're not going to be effective.
They're not going to remember.
Remember.
Yeah. Do you know, they need notes or, you know. Basically,
there's a whole art of keeping business, you know, 3x5 index cards on the podium.
Right.
You never stand behind a podium when you're giving a presentation. It's always – people judge you by what you're saying, but also by your body language.
Ah.
So when you're behind a lectern and you're giving a presentation, people think, well, what's he trying to hide? I always say get away from the podium, walk around, make eye contact with people in the front row and then the few rows behind them so people think you're engaging them one-on-one in a presentation.
Which you should be engaging.
Well, we learned that from our stand-up comedy days. Mm-hmm. I don't like just standing in one part of the stage.
Me neither. Because
you have to – like the improv, it's a 600-seat theater. Mm-hmm. If you're getting everyone laughing and enjoying themselves, you're breaking the fourth wall and you're including everybody in your presentation.
Right.
So one of the things about getting over your fear is, remember, you're never as good as you think you are and you're never as bad as you think you are. You're somewhere in the middle. And if someone comes up to you after your presentation and goes, I really enjoyed your presentation, you know what? That's a great ego boost. But ask them, well, thank you very much. What particular about my show did you enjoy?
That's a good
or my
point.
Speech? So you can yes. be more specific. Oh, when you talked about ABC, then you know exactly how you made an impact
well,
with your audience.
That's a good point. Instead of just taking the compliment blindly.
Because yeah. I always want to know, yeah. where can I improve? What made an impact with you? And you know that, Anna,
that's
when people come
point.
Up to you
yeah.
constantly after mm-hmm. your stand-up show and go, wow, I liked when you talked about that.
They do. They say that. Yeah, there's certain things that hit all people. Yeah, that's great. I like the idea of walking around and because you know what? I think the cardinal sin of any kind of presentation is boring. As long as you're not boring, you know, you need to go out there. I think people will forgive a lot of mistakes. Maybe you fumble over a word. It's not the end of the world. But I think if you're boring, that's you know, that's why I like it when you say you have to add some levity and some humor.
Yes, the more serious the subject, the more humor you should put into it with engaging stories.
Mm-hmm.
People will remember your stories. People will remember the humor that was built into the stories. We're coming up to the hour and...
But wait, before we do, perchance, you wouldn't have a book on this, would you?
Oh, well, if people want to learn more about my public speaking, go to publicspeaklikeapro.com. I have lots of free articles, my blog... And you can see some of my products. So it's publicspeaklikeapro.com.
Great.
Now, what I've learned about you, Anna, that I, being friends with you, is about you're a wine connoisseur.
Oh.
And this show is not whining me complaining, that kind
no,
of
that's
wine.
Your, that's your department. No, wine. Yes, I know. I am a Chardonnay girl. I just love Chardonnay.
Why is that?
Well, because it doesn't stain your teeth and it doesn't give me dry mouth. A lot of the nitrates and nitrites in red wine does that to me. And I particularly like Chardonnay. And the Chardonnay that we are going to enjoy tonight for your birthday dinner is a Chardonnay from North Coast, year 2009, called Clos du Bois. And it's a wonderful wine. It's under $12. And you can get it pretty much in any supermarket or wine store. I highly recommend it. Again, it's Clos du Bois, Clos Dubois, and you can actually go and look it up on the internet. You can order it online or in your favorite liquor store.
What does this go with? Anything? Fish?
This goes with any white wine. Goes with fish, seafood, crackers, or you know what? Sometimes it's good all by itself.
Okay.
Yes.
We're coming to the end of the hour. I want to thank
Already?
Everyone. It goes so quickly.
I know it.
Can you tell who's going to be on our next show?
Yes,
you have
our next
somebody.
Show will be Elizabeth Karwowski.
Tell us about it.
And she is Get Credit Healthy and GetCreditHealthy.com. She's going to teach you how to clean up your credit, get rid of debtors, and do it all with humor and aplomb.
That's great. And everyone could help, will be helping with their credit.
And happy birthday to Peter today.
Happy birthday.
Yay!
We're going to have a nice meal. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Always come back. Look at the archive. Listen to the archives. Send us your comments. We want to know what's going on in your mind so we can add it to our show. Thanks so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel.
And I'm Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.